Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Putting it all together, my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we are going to be talking about gas lines, new gas lines being able to be installed in restaurants and also residences. This has always been a hot topic, and there are some developments. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're returning down to San Pedro and speaking with fourth-generation chef and restaurateur Dustin Traney. His two current operations in San Pedro are the long-running J. Traney's Ristorante, which has an Italian theme, and coming up on their year anniversary is Traney's Dockside Station with really fresh, wonderfully prepared seafood. Chef Dustin, welcome back. Now, there are all kinds of things happening at Traney's Dockside Station, not the least of which is it's been in the incubator for a while, but if I have this right, tomorrow you launch Sunday brunch. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's been kind of like, we kind of want to wait till the start of springtime to get our brunch up and going. We kind of walked into our opening, not like, didn't want to open up, 14 shifts right off the bat. Currently we're opening six nights, closed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for lunch, and now starting tomorrow, like you said, Sunday brunch. And the open kitchen concept with the wood-burning grill, that's going to kind of feed the menu on brunch, which is fun because me and my exec sous chef, Zach Morrison, that was formerly a Bestia, has taken the realms on this, or the reins on this, and really kind of dived into his expertise, which is butchery and a lot of like house-made, different curing processes, some really cool, fun, funky things we're going to be putting on the menu. And it's going to revolve around the grill and the raw bar. Come in and get some oysters, and get our jalapeno cheddar French toast with fried chicken. Some neat things, some really, really neat things we're doing.
And that's going to be every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and launching tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And how does one make a reservation, Chef Dustin?
The best way is through Open Table. Both restaurants are on there. Open Table's been great because then it just gives you the both options. If your time slot, your desire is full at one restaurant, then it pops up that there may be availability at the other restaurant. So as far as brunch goes, you have to jump on Open Table, or during operation hours, feel free to call the restaurant and someone would be happy to help you. The old-fashioned way, right, Andy? That's how we used to do it, and handwrite the reservations down.
Dustin, it's still good to be able to get someone on the telephone, and that is not necessarily sometimes an easy thing to do. So I'm glad that option is there, but it's kind of in the tradition of your family. Now, Dustin, one thing we haven't talked about is Traney's Dockside Station is in a very historic building in the waterfront area of San Pedro. For our listeners that didn't catch your segment a year ago when you were about to launch the restaurant, give us a little bit of an overview because, again, it's a very special location.
Yeah, you said it best right there. It's just how special that location is. And that's when looking forward with my father to when we were going to do another project, we were looking to do another restaurant, we were looking at different areas Belmont Shores, Manhattan Beach, Marina del Rey. And then this came about with the whole development of the harbor, where this building sitting there that was built in 1920, which stood as the original immigration station for the city of Los Angeles. So this was the Ellis Island of Los Angeles. And so it just had this aura about it. And all the wood inside of it is still all original. It's a historically protected building, and we kind of paid tribute to that when we kind of going through the design of the restaurant. And if you walk in, I believe I showed you, there's a whole wall of these old photos that these were the first immigrant families to move to San Pedro, of like that are all, you know, still generation that still live there today. It's their great-grandfathers, their great-great-grandfathers. And you just look at this wall of all these faces, and it's adjacent to the door where basically you entered into the immigration station and exited the opposite side of the building as an American citizen. And it just, it's such a cool place, and it's such a neat aura. And it's nice to just be able to promote that. And there's very, very few spaces like it.
Oh, no kidding, because, you know, just the configuration of the building. And you have a great exterior touch, because so much restaurant signage now, Dustin, you know, it's very commercial and kind of ho-hum, but you have this wonderful Art Deco neon vertical sign. And, you know, that's just a great way to greet guests as they approach your building. You certainly can't miss it. But again, it's just kind of a touch of class.
Yeah, and that was the cool thing about that sign is when we originally, what are we going to do for the signage? And then I was like, you know what we're going to do? That was the original sign of the very first Chinese restaurant, which was the Majestic Cafe that opened by my great-grandfather in 1925. And so we were going, like, we just took the same exact layout of the old photos of that sign and replaced Majestic Cafe with Trainees Dockside. And it's kind of a little hidden Easter egg that people don't really know about.
Kind of a homage, and it looks great during the day, but when the neon is lit at night, even more spectacular. Now, in terms of other things that you have going on right now, Chef Dustin, you've just started To Go again. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, we do our To Goes. It was, again, like when you're just working everything out in the kitchen where you don't want to overwhelm. You want to be able to focus on, you know, building your team, your staff, and I've always lived by that philosophy about don't take too big of a bite when you're starting out. You kind of want to give everybody the best experience absolutely possible. So now that we're running full force right now, we have an awesome kitchen staff, the front of the house, and it's been integral to have another restaurant about a mile away, because we have our management is interchanged, you know, three nights at one restaurant, three nights at another restaurant. Servers are cross-trained. Kitchen staff is cross-trained at both restaurants, and it just makes this perfect where you're never short-staffed. You're always running up, you know, to the par where you want to execute. And yeah, so then we're like, you know what, let's do the to-go orders. We have some amazing items like the espresso rubbed pork chop with you know, Bing cherry demi-glaze and fermented mushroom butter. That is just like, it travels very well. So like, why not come and pick that up? You know, if you don't feel like, you know, going out for dinner, you can still have Dockside at home.
Chef, definitely have to respect the concept there. Now, in terms of some interior architectural appointments you have, your family table, your communal table, is a little bit on the unusual side. Tell us what that is and where it came from, because, again, in terms of an appointment in your restaurant, you know, you talk about you come in and you see the raw bar. That's pretty spectacular. Open kitchen, see the wood-burning grill. But that communal table, you just couldn't go into a restaurant supply place, Dustin, and buy that.
Yeah, things like that don't really come around anymore, or to be made for that, it would probably take about 10 years. But so that table was a bank, you know, where you're doing a deposit slip table from the Bank of Italy, which later became Bank of America here in San Pedro. It's made out of cast bronze, and it was, I believe, made in the late 1800s, and it stood here in San Pedro since then. And then when the Bank of America was redoing their branch, they were kind of had nothing to, they didn't know what they're going to do with it. So the San Pedro Historic Society was like, hey, we don't know where we're going to really put it. And they go, hey, Trainees Dockside is opening up. How would you like to take it on loan to use it as your communal table? It was absolutely. And because you walk into this restaurant, you see this thing, and you're just like, how ornate and the details of it and the metalwork is just absolutely just stunning. And it's funny because people don't notice it at first, and then you start seeing all the little slots where you would put your deposit slips, and then they start looking at the details of it, and they go, this thing is incredible, and it's super special. There's nothing else like it like that. I mean, you know, it would just, it's something you would never see in another restaurant, nor could be ever, like, reproduced.
Oh, no. I mean, if it, Dustin, if the craftsmanship were available, which it isn't, I wouldn't like to think what that would cost. And, you know, that goes back to the days when the banks needed to prove to their customers that they were solvent, you know, that they could honor what those deposits were. So, you know, they really had to go all in. And again, it's just kind of a classic remembrance of San Pedro, but also the Bank of Italy, which became Bank of America. Definitely a good reuse of that piece. Dustin, we need to say goodbye one more time for Trainees Dockside Station. The days and hours you're open for both lunch and dinner, and then of course the curtain goes up on Sunday brunch tomorrow at 10:30.
Yes, so like you said, like 10:30 tomorrow we start brunch till 2 o'clock. We run dinner 6 nights a week, closed on Tuesdays, and our lunches run from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, starting at 11:30 to 2:30. And the other restaurant, G Trainees, is open from closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, Wednesday through Sunday. Pretty much 5 to 9, 9:30 is when we kind of close up. So you got your options down here in San Pedro. Come check it out. It's a beautiful place.
Dustin, couldn't agree more. And website for Trainees Dockside Station is easy. It's Trainees, TrainiesDockSide.com. Ladies and gentlemen, fourth generation chef and restaurateur, Dustin Trainee. I'm going to be seeing him for brunch pretty soon. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, we're off to Birmingham, Alabama for half of the team that is responsible for the Global Pantry Cookbook. Transform your everyday cooking with tahini, gochugan, miso, and other irresistible ingredients. That being Ann Taylor Pittman. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.